Cause I'm turning back, cause I can't and I won't try to react. Though I'm through with this, society's hits and the things I can't see that I wanna believe. And they dismiss for ignorance bliss, cause the family tree is a powerful plea. The rich white body's looking back, walks from his place that sold him the crap. And you, you don't owe me nothing.
Insomnia Radio, episode 91. Insomnia Radio. A week away from a microphone is like a week in hell. Welcome back to the show, gang. This is episode 91. And that band you just heard was your new favorite band, who is about to release your new favorite album. I'm going to prove it to you in episode 92, I promise. I've got an interview with them, as well as a sneak peek into their new album, Nihilism is Nothing to Worry About, coming out, I think, about July 25th or so, July 25th, July 26th. I got their bio, and the opening line was, "When was the last time you bought a rock album that you never wanted to end?" And that just sounded so pretentious. I mean, something that almost every band would probably want included on their one sheet. But then I listened to it, and it was absolutely spot on perfect. This album is incredible, and you guys know that I come across so many different songs and albums all the time. This one is worth getting. This is fantastic. But anyway, episode 92, going to be a quick interview with the guys, and also three or four songs from the album, so definitely stay subscribed for that. That song was Mechanical Dreams. For now, you can check them out on MySpace at myspace.com/1986music, and give them some love. They are just amazing. All right, let's switch things up a bit. Haven't played any blues for a while, and every time I listen to The Roadhouse, I kind of get inspired. So for now, this is Chris Jurgensen with House on the Hill.
I got a big house and it sits up on a hill. I got a big house and it sits up on a hill. It's locked just like a cave, cause I did not pay the bill. I bought a gold watch and it shines.
I bought a gold watch and it shines just like the sun. I wore it in the rain, now it does not want to run. I got a long car and I drive it every day. Up in the morning, the man done took my car away.
Oh yeah, Chris Jorgensen with House on the Hill. It is from his new album, Big Bad Son. And you guys, this guy's been all over the place. I mean, he teaches guitar seminars. He has played with more artists than I have time to mention in a one-hour show. And most of those artists are big names. And not only that, but the guy has a series, and I'm talking, I mean, a good, you know, half a novel's worth of lessons and instructions on playing guitar, from harmony, finger styles, improvisational theory, songwriting, modes of the major scale, modes of the melodic minor scale, just all kinds of stuff. Very, very giving type of artist. Get the CD. It is, let me check it out. It's called Big Bad Son. It's $16, but it includes shipping, so that's not too bad. And I've only heard a few songs, but I am very much a fan. And, you know, I'm not, granted this isn't a blues show, and I'm not a real big blues fan. I'm not versed in the various genres of blues and history and things like that. But I just know a great blues track when I hear it. And that was definitely one of them. House on the Hill, Chris Jorgensen. Website is linked on insomniaradio.net, so go check him out.
Controller, Controller does the PF on the Daily Dose. Whew, this song makes me just want to dance, and you don't want to see me dance. Song's punky without hurting my ears, poppy without making me want to puke. Girl's got a killer rock voice, and the backing musicianship is top-notch. Need more than that? Go see their website, ControllerController.com. You want more? Subscribe to us at feeds.feedburner.com/dailydose. Free music every day, Daily Dose, Insomnia Radio.
Thank you, Rob. That was Rob LaFay from the ANC podcast and the Daily Dose, which is being relaunched. We've got our own domain now, or own subdomain if you want to get technical, dailydose.insomniaradio.net. If you're subscribed to the feed already, do nothing, just a different URL. If you go to where it used to be on insomniaradio.net, you'll get redirected to the new site. So basically nothing's changing except for the fact that we're going to be cramming music down your throat a lot more. I'm talking once or twice a day. I can't guarantee it, of course, because this isn't a hobby of guarantees, but we've got a system now where we're going to be able to just throw a lot more great music at you. So definitely subscribe if you're not already. feeds.feedburner.com/dailydose. And what else is going on? Well, I guess the question is, what isn't going on? I'll try and release it to you in small doses so as not to bore you or overwhelm you. So for now, let's play another song. Really, really excited about these guys. This is the Eisenhowers with X-Ray Eyes.
Yeah.
The Eisenhowers with X-Ray Eyes. Man, it's like that song they borrowed, like, the guitar effects from some early Pretenders songs and kind of used some vocal stylings like Filter and just like ELO, Radiohead, just all this really widely varied musical influences, I guess, and put them in a blender, and you've got the Eisenhowers. Their website, I can't get their website to load, so I'm going to give you their MySpace page. Blow it up. They're not getting a lot of traffic on there. They certainly deserve it. It's myspace.com/Eisenhowers. Make sure to buy the disc or buy a couple tracks on iTunes. These guys are really, really good. And I'm just excited about this show, this episode as a whole, because I literally rolled the track list together about a half hour before hitting record, and I'm just really excited about all these songs, so I hope you guys feel the same. What else is going on? Well, indie music project is blowing up a lot faster than I thought it would. The response has been just phenomenal so far. Interesting little story about Bonnaroo and the compilation CD that we're making for it. Paul from Resonate TV and also the upcoming Insomnia Radio Nashville, by the way, got invited to go out to the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival in Tennessee. It's going to be June 16th through the 18th, and we just had this idea, let's make a comp, let's promote everything we're doing and get these killer bands on it and give it away. So somehow in 72 hours we got all of this together. Paul handled the graphic design for the front and back of the CD. I pretty much had the task of producing all of the audio, you know, grabbing about 16 bands, getting permission from all of them, getting the tracks in the right, you know, the right format, sequencing it all. Somehow it all came together. Tomorrow it's going out to Mixonic, mixonic.com, which is a really cool CD replication site. And we're going to press 1,000 or 2,000 of them and hand them out at Bonnaroo. And then Paul's going to be doing some live video footage, some interviews, just whatever he can get his hands on at Bonnaroo. So definitely subscribe to Resonate TV if you're not already. It is going to be much, much more than music videos. It started out that way, but it wasn't the original vision that we had. And really, that was kind of handicapped by, you know, not having any money or resources. Resonate TV is now going to become pretty much the video arm of Insomnia Radio. So whether it's live shows, interviews, musical, you know, music festivals like this, it's going to get really exciting. So make sure you guys subscribe. It's feeds.feedburner.com/resonate, R-E-S-O-N-A-T-E. And a huge, huge thanks to Paul for going out there and sweating in the sun with about 90,000 other concert goers. Man, I wish I could be there. All right, what else is going on? I keep saying that. What isn't going on. I'm going to play some more music, a little bit Beatles-inspired, very, very poppy and catchy, and just a fun, breezy song. This is The Shakes with Liberty Jones. I'll see you in a few.
Heavenly Liberty Jones works in the shop that she owns. Listens to music like swing when there's no customers in. Drinks 'cause she don't like to drive. Takes a siesta at 5. Empties her thoughts out of sight to the river at night. Liberty, you're so free.
From London, that's the Shakes with Liberty Jones. And I gotta tell ya, it almost feels like deja vu because I swear I've played that song and I swear that I've talked about the Shake Cast, except that I don't see it in any of my playlists for the last month or two and I couldn't find them on my own site. So I don't know if I'm like dreaming about podcast episodes or something. Apologies if I've played that before, but then again, I'm not really sorry because it's a song that deserves your attention, so forgive me. You can find him at myspace.com/theshakesmusic. Now, yes, I'm giving out a lot of MySpace URLs lately, but three bands from this episode, I've typed in their regular URLs like theshakesmusic.com, and it redirects to MySpace. So I give up. MySpace is just the portal. It's just the go-to site. I admit defeat. I'm just going to look for their MySpace URLs first, and then if you guys want to find their real website, then you can probably get it from their MySpace page. Is that fair? Hope so. Anyway, they're out of London. Heard them on Phil's show at Bit Jobs for the Masses, and absolutely loved it. Had to play it. And hope you guys enjoyed it. They have... I lost the site. Anyway, I know they've got an album out, so definitely check that out. And you know what? The last band. Talk about the power of networking on the internet. I heard these guys on Scott's show, and that's IR San Francisco. And 24 hours later, I was in touch with Ronnie from Dead City Sunday. And a couple hours after that, they signed on to tour with Blame Amy this fall. And we've already got about 5 or 6 dates nailed down tight. So it's going to be one hell of a tour. And I love these guys for signing up. I love their music. Hope you guys feel the same. Pretty hard stuff, but very melodic. Lots of talent with these guys. Find them at myspace.com/deadcitysunday. This is their song, The Dream Reality Stops. Be back in a minute to chat a little bit more about them and wrap up the show. For now, turn your volume up. Yeah. Dead City Sunday is from Auburn, California. And did you like the drums on that? It's a girl, and she's really, really good. Her name's Kim. They're going to be, they've got one show coming up at the Boardwalk in Orangevale, California on June 23rd. After that, I believe, don't quote me on it, but I believe they're going to catch up with a few dates on the Warped Tour and then come back and play some shows with Blame Amy all across the West Coast. It's going to be a lot of fun. MySpace.com/Dead City Sunday. The album is The Individuals Are Born. It is explosive. It's very, very good stuff. If you're into hardcore or hard rock to any degree, definitely check these guys out. I think that's going to do it for Insomnia Radio 91. I hope you guys really, really dug the music. I had a fun time recording this one and putting it all together. So until next time, which should be about a week or so, hopefully less, let's cross our fingers, gonna have the interview with 1986 and an exclusive look at their album. Excuse me, that's how I know it's the end of the show. A voice is cutting out on me. Anyway, get excited about 1986 because they are worth it. I will see you guys next time. In the meantime, check out Insomnia Radio Baltimore and Insomnia Radio UK coming down the pipe, and indiemusicproject.com. Take a look over there and see what you think. Oh, one more quick thing. I've got a new voicemail little setup thingy on the site at insomniaradio.net. Dear Lord. Sorry about the throat thing. I played around with voicemail for a long time, and this is just a really easy solution. It's through Odeo. It's called Send Me an Odeo. You click the link. If you've got a mic on your computer, you just hit record and leave voicemail. It emails to me. It's simple. So do it. Leave me some messages. I'll talk to you guys next time. Take care and keep rocking. This has been a production of Insomnia Radio and Indie Music Project at indiemusicproject.com. Was your new favorite band? I'm going to prove it to you. On episode 92, that was 1986 with the band Mechanical Dreams, with the band.